Monday. Tracy, how's it going today?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing our part to make sure that there's a bunch of fans at the Wyoming-San Jose State game Wednesday night for senior night and Josh Adams' final game with the Cowboys in the AA. We've given away over 60 tickets so far.
Well, I hope it works, because, I mean, he certainly deserves to be treated to a fine send-off by Wyoming fans. He's one of those kids that really developed at Wyoming from a guy that I think Northern Colorado was the only other Division I school to even talk to him about a scholarship and to turn into the player he's turned into. Whether the Mountain West Conference wants to recognize him or not, I think Wyoming fans should.
Definitely. How about the fact Dave was telling me that that Cameron Oliver Wyoming had an altercation with, he picked up another technical foul against CSU. That's number 5. I'm wondering if the Mountain West is going to do anything.
No, that wasn't the 5th on him. One of his teammates had the other 4.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but I did hear something interesting. You know, he originally committed to San Diego State, but he couldn't get admitted.
Gotcha.
Oliver couldn't? Well, let me tell you, you know this as well as I do. This is Musselman's first year this year. Last year they were like 8-22. He brought in a bunch of transfers, some junior college guys. He brought in, you know, a bunch of new players. And this year all of a sudden they're like, I don't know, what's their record right now, Keith?
Who?
For Nevada.
They're 10-6 in the Mountain West.
Yeah, but overall they're...
I don't have their overall record.
Overall they're, you know, they're... 16, and I mean, he's totally turned it around in 1 year, and you're always a little suspicious of those kind of turnarounds.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Why would you say that? It's called renegades and non-qualifiers and all kinds of stuff. You can't get into this San Diego State, but all of a sudden you get into University of Nevada, Reno.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'll put it this way. My take on it is, even Fisher couldn't get him in school.
That's pretty good, Trace.
But I will say this much. There may be questions at time about kids that Fisher gets in school or doesn't get in school. But Fisher does a great job of making sure those kids do what they need to do when they're at San Diego State.
Yeah, they don't play 7 months and then leave.
No, but you know what? I mean, he's a father. I mean, he really rides those kids and keeps them sharp. I mean, I've had friends that are there telling me, you know, like at the end of practice, it's like, okay, when's your first class in the morning? Okay, who's getting you up in the morning? Who's making sure you get there? I mean, he runs hurt on him, because you know what? When you play the type of game, whatever type of player you want to say he has, they're very disciplined when they can play the defense he wants. And if you're going to have disciplined kids, then you have to have them disciplined off the court, too. Because that's part of what they start to do. I mean, they adhere to what you tell them to do and how you tell them to do it. So I give Fisher credit. I think he runs a different program than a lot of people, but he runs it pretty good. He runs it pretty well, you know. He keeps everything moving forward. He irritates me at times, like a lot of them do, but I give him credit for what he does do.
Tracy, shifting gears to baseball, I'm just looking at this story involving Troy Tulowitzki and his comments towards the Rockies. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, again.
What's that?
Yeah, again.
Yeah, again? Oh, yeah, you did?
That's what he says every time anybody asks him. And, you know, the writer didn't even ask him about the Rockies. He brought it up on his own.
Tulo brought it up?
Yeah.
I don't think Dave's seen this. I'll read this to Dave.
If I was his teammates in Toronto, I'd tell him that I really don't want to hear about you being upset about the Rockies trading you anymore. You're here now. Shut up and play.
Yeah. Right. I mean, what do you make of it? Obviously, you're not surprised about him. This is what he said of Jeff Breidich. I'll never talk to him, never talk to those people. You get lied to straight to your face. You get upset. I believe in forgiveness, but at the same time, I don't plan on being friendly with them or anything like that. He also called Salt River Fields a country club atmosphere that players got too comfortable with because it was so nice.
Yeah, so when they build the new place in Toronto, they can train in Milwaukee. You can go to Maryville. But, you know, the bottom line is they paid him over $20 million a year to play baseball. He wasn't a part owner. He wasn't an assistant general manager.
Right.
And they're in the middle of a game finalizing the trade. Bradich is very close mouth on things. He doesn't want things to get out. And, you know, when the player has to start, he doesn't have a no-trade clause. So the player starts feeling that they have the right to be involved in the trade discussion with themselves. I think we're going a little too far. You know, I mean, whether I like the trade or I don't like the trade or whatever else, that's what Jeff Bradich and these people paid to do. And this has been going on every time anybody's been a story on it since he's got traded from the Rockies. He turns it into, woe is me, the Rockies lied to me. They didn't keep me informed of what was going on in trade discussions. Well, that's not their job.
Isn't that your agent's job at that point?
Well, you don't even talk things over with him because you don't want everything out there public before it's done. What if it falls through?
Yeah.
So what about the mess that happened with Jay Bruce when he was traded, but then it turned out he wasn't traded? Now he's got to go back into that situation. I mean, you know what? If the rumors came out and it fell through, then you'd be like, well, I don't really want to be here. They don't want me.
I
wouldn't want to be someplace if they didn't want me there anyhow.
Is that the type of guy that Tulowitzki is? Is that what you dealt with him, or was he, you know, is it trying to kind of coming out on how he really feels about the Rockies, or is this just because he was bit out of shape about the trade?
I think he's been out of shape about the trade. I mean, I remember telling him last September when he started to think too, and he said it a million times already.
Oh.
Move on. I mean, you're on a team that has a chance to go to the postseason. You know, here you are, you're going down the stretch, your team's going to go for the postseason, you have a chance to go to the World Series, and all you want to do when anybody tries to talk to you is complain that the Rockies didn't treat you fair because they didn't involve you in the discussions on you being traded. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, my opinion is, if they traded you to a team that was in contention, went to the postseason, gave you an opportunity to go to the World Series, or you could have stayed in Denver and been playing golf, you know, a week after the season was over with, I'd have been happy to get traded. I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah, I would think you're a good competitor that you'd want to be on the team with a chance to win. So, I don't know. I mean, I usually wind up on the side of most umpires on things, but it's like, you're getting paid over $20 million to play baseball. Play baseball. Even if somebody wants you, go play for them. I mean...
Yeah.
I just don't get it. You know, I remember when he thought he should be involved in trade discussions in meetings upstairs with people to talk about moves a team might make. Where is that his expertise?
Hey, $20 million, I'll go play anywhere. I don't care.
Yeah, much less than October.
I might even play for St. Louis for $20
million.
maybe he wanted a clause that would give him a bonus if he had to play in October because he was only being paid for 6 months. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't. I just think he makes himself. You know, do you think people think any less of the Rockies today, or do you think more people think less of Tulo?
Probably think less of Tulo.
I mean, the Rockies are not really what you would call one of the fan favorites in Denver. You know, it's like, if you say something like that, you know, I think the general reaction is, oh yeah, well, I knew that about the Rockies. Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's ruining their image.
No.
But that's what I tried to tell them. All you're doing is making yourself look petty.
Well, the problem was, when he left Denver, he was, I mean, I don't want to overuse the term, but I mean, he was really almost beloved by the fans in Denver. They thought the world of him, even though he was only playing about half the season. They really liked him. This just makes him come off as a jerk, and he destroys any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike him, and I don't want to come off sounding like that. I mean, I feel kind of bad for him that he's allowed it to become that much of an issue, because I don't know that reflects well on a player to moan about being mistreated. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have to swap newspaper stuff if I picked up $20 million for a lifetime. That's less than a year. And I think most working people have a real hard time having a great deal of sympathy for someone in that situation.
Good stuff. Tracy, we appreciate it. We'll see you Wednesday night at the Double A, all right?
No.
No?
Get back. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a distance away.
Oh. I forgot when you were headed to spring training.
Yeah. So I would like to be there.
All right.
I certainly, based off of my track record this year, I think I would have been there had the opportunity had I been home, but I don't really have that opportunity.
Work gets in the way yet again. All right, Tracy.
As my wife said, I really feel bad for you. I told her, it's supposed to be 82 here today, and it only got to 79.
Weatherman was wrong.
Yeah, I think I'm still married. I haven't been...
You haven't checked you lately?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Trace.
All right.
Bye. There you go, Tracy.